and welcome to this bonus episode of The Story of the Sikhs. As we work on Season 2, we will bring you several bonus episodes, of which this is the first. The topics will be broad and the episodes will be in the form of personal reflections by writer and narrator Sarpreet Singh on his journey as a Sikh. Thank you for your terrific response to Season 1 of Story of the Sikhs. If you have enjoyed the podcast, here are a few things you can do to help. First and foremost, please tell everyone about it. Word of mouth is by far the best way of getting the podcast to a broader audience. Rating and reviewing the podcast on iTunes will also be a great help. Tweeting about the podcast and sharing it on Facebook will be helpful as well. We are seeking 4 sponsors for Season 2. If you are affiliated with an organization interested in promoting awareness of Sikhs and Sikhism, please consider sponsoring the podcast. All Season 2 sponsors will be acknowledged in each episode. You can contact us at storyofthesikhs@giaea.com for details. Finally, if you feel that this is a worthy endeavor, please support Season 2 by making a contribution at our website, www.storyofthesikhs.com. Our distinctive title music is an excerpt from a Shabad or hymn sung by Bhai Avtar Singh, one of the most distinguished Sikh ragis or minstrels of modern times. In this bonus episode of The Story of the Sikhs, Sarpreet Singh reminisces about the legend who touched so many hearts through his beautiful music and the extraordinary warmth of his personality. I'm co-producer Erica Wong, welcoming you back to The Story of the Sikhs.
My eyes are closed. I'm pretty sure I'm smiling. The room is awash in the rich strains of the Taos. Tuesday, June 14, 2005. My home in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. The crisp sound of the Jodi bounces off the walls as the melody, a timeless bandish or composition in Rag Bilaval, prances about, seamlessly morphing from one thal into the next. A powerful voice, now raspy, now tender. Crafted and polished over 11 generations of dedication. Total bliss. Am I dreaming? Mohan neend na aave haave. Har kajar vastra abharan kini. Udini, 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 kab ghar aaveri. A small apartment in Waukesha, a nameless suburb of Milwaukee in Wisconsin. A tape has arrived in the mail from Austin, Texas. It is a high-quality TDK cassette in a sleek black plastic case. I pop it into my cassette deck. No Taos, but the same Shabad. The same beautiful, soulful melody. This is the first time that I am experiencing the true Gurmat Sangeet tradition. Because of the kindness of a new friend from Austin, Texas, who 15 years ago probably had the same emotions running through his heart when he recorded this Shabad in his home, sung by Bhai Avtar Singh Ji. This is how my personal journey into Gurmat Sangeet or Sikh sacred music began. Today, it has come a full circle in a way. As Bhai Avtar Singh teases the first few notes out of his Taos, my ears prick up. That sounds like Rag Bilaval. Or maybe it's Suhi. The Mangalacharan confirms the diagnosis. It is indeed Bilaval. And now the Partal begins. My delight is complete. Of all the Shabads Bhai Sahib could have picked to sing this morning, he has picked this one, all on his own. The next hour is unadulterated joy. After the Partal, Bhai Sahib Ji sings a haunting composition in an aprachalit or rare form of Devgandhari, which he later explains is the traditional version sung in the Gurmat Sangeet tradition. He follows that up with another shabad in a different version of Dev Gandhari. Anand Sahib, at my request, is in Ramkali, but not in your garden variety modern-day Ramkali, which employs both madhyams and nishads. Later, Pai Sahib explains that this is the pristine form of Ramkali, also grounded in the Bhairav scale, but avoiding the tivar or sharp madhyam and the komal or soft nishad. As my journey progressed, I had the good fortune to meet Pai Sahib Ji many times, often unexpectedly. Our first meeting was at the Bridgewater, New Jersey Gurdwara, probably in 1993. By then, I had acquired several recordings of Pai Sahib Ji from his earlier visits to Bridgewater. I awaited his arrival with a pleasant sense of excitement and anticipation, and I was not disappointed. I still have recordings from the week that he spent there. I particularly remember a fabulous rendering of Har Bin Jiyo Jal Bal Jaun in Rag Shri, which particularly moved me. My friend Charanjit Singh, who plays the sitar, and I were not satisfied until we had hacked out the melody on a harmonium. Later, of course, I acquired the magnificent two-volume Prachin Reet Ratnavali, authored by Pai Sahib and his older brother, Pai Gurcharan Singh Ji, which meticulously documents hundreds of traditional compositions passed down from the very times of the gurus. One of the most interesting memories I have of this visit relates to Pai Swaran Singh Ji, who has accompanied Pai Sahib on the Jodi for decades. I remember the first Kirtan program at Bridgewater. I am sitting at the foot of the stage, very close to the jatha or group, eyes closed, enjoying the kirtan. My good friend Sardar Harjap Singh Aujla nudges me and asks me if I am enjoying myself. A little irritated at being disturbed, I mumble yes. Harjap Singh Ji says, "Jadon aata chhatnu vajjega, odon asli swad aana hai." You will truly enjoy it when the chapati dough hits the ceiling. I look at him puzzled. Chapati dough? Hitting the ceiling? Here? The shabad is coming to an end. Pai Swaran Singh is playing Chartal, which is a 12-beat rhythm much used in the Drupad musical tradition, on the jodi with great vigor. Not the simple Chartal Tekka, or basic rhythmic pattern, but a dazzling array of complicated bowls. The energy is fearsome. His hands rise up in the air and swoop down upon the jodi, threatening to smash it into bits. And sure enough, as the shabad reaches its climax, I see little tan-colored pieces of something flying in all directions. Upon close examination, they are indeed specks of now dry chapati flour. I am perplexed. Later, I learned that in order to coax the right sound out of a jodi, the playing surface is indeed prepared by applying a thin layer of freshly kneaded chapati dough to its face. During the current trip, I remember my 7-year-old Amandeep coming up to me during one of the divans and whispering in my ear, "He's rubbing atta on his tabla." Chance meetings. One morning, passing through Delhi on my way home to Gangtok, I go to Gurdwara Bangla Sahib, I have the good fortune to listen to Paisabji's rendition of Asa Diwar. The Jatha greets me warmly and asks me to visit their home, but I have a flight to catch. On a couple of separate trips to Toronto, when I go to one of the Gurdwaras in the morning with my relatives, to my delight, it is none other than Paisab singing Asa Diwar again. The Jatha visits New Jersey again. During one visit, probably in early 1996, my wife is in India. I invite the Jatha to visit my home and cook a meal for them, which they graciously partake of with many undeserved compliments. I sing a Shabad for them. To darsan ki karo samai in rag tilang. I am too embarrassed to ask by Swaran Singh Ji to accompany me, so accompaniment is provided by my electronic tabla. Bhai Avtar Singh Ji offers many kind words of encouragement. During the next visit to Bridgewater, New Jersey, I ask Bhai Sahib Ji, in hindsight a somewhat impertinent question. I express my delight and joy at the opportunity to listen to an 11th generation custodian of the Gurmat Sangeet tradition. What of the 12th, I ask? Is this line of Kirtaniyas going to come to an end? Immediately, I regret asking the question. Paisabji's face reflects a variety of emotions. Some sadness, maybe a little bit of defensiveness. He explains that he is trying to keep the tradition alive by offering to teach various students. It is the summer of 2003. We have since moved to Boston from New Jersey. Paisab is visiting the Milford Gurdwara. I go up to greet him. I see Bhai Swaran Singh Ji beaming at me. Bhai Avtar Singh Ji proudly introduces me to his youngest son, Kultar Singh Ji, who has now given up his professional career and has dedicated himself to the Gurmat Sangeet tradition. Paisab Ji has probably forgotten our last awkward conversation. It has been many years after all. I remind him and congratulate him. We enjoy a week of traditional Gurmat Sangeet. The Gurmat Sangeet project is somewhat in its infancy. I am bursting with pride as several of the children sing before Paisab and receive a lot of encouragement. The Jatha visits us at home and I introduce the website to them. Back to June 14th, 2005. Paisab and his Jatha have been with us for a week. This time, they're staying at our home in Hopkinton. We have had many conversations about music and Gurmat Sangeet. It has been a memorable 10 days. 10 days that my family and I will never forget. I had so wanted to host a Kirtan program at our home, but every evening is booked. On a whim, I ask Paisab if we can have an impromptu divan at home in the morning. He readily agrees. I decide that I would like to sing first. What should I sing? Bhairav, perhaps? Should I attempt a partal? And Kultar Singh Ji has been encouraging me to avoid the harmonium and sing with my tanpura. Should I? Perhaps I should play it safe and sing a simple Shabad in Bhairav in Tintal, using my harmonium. I decide to go for broke. The Partal it is. Pratapal Prabh Kripal Kavan Gungani in Bhairav. Without a harmonium, Bhai Swaran Singh Ji graciously agrees to accompany me. The Jatha politely listens. Bhai Sahib is complimentary, I am sure undeservedly so. In particular, he is pleased with my using the Gandhara Nishad as grace notes. Kultar Singh Ji asks me to record myself, but I forget to turn on my mic and save myself a lot of embarrassment. And then, Bhai Sahib begins the Partal in Raag Bilawal. This episode of The Story of the Sikhs is a tribute to one of the greatest raggis or Sikh minstrels that I have ever had the honor to meet, an expression of my love, respect, and affection. In addition to being a fabulous raggi and singer, Bhai Avtar Singh Ji was a wonderful human being, warm, affectionate, compassionate, and giving. Today we are fortunate. Our home has been blessed by his presence.
Mohan neend na aave haave, har kajar vastra abharan ki ne, udini udini udini, kab ghar aave ri rahao. Saran suhagan charan sis dhar lalan mohe milavo, kab ghar aave ri. Suno saheri milan baat kaho, sagro ahang mitao, to ghar hi lalan pao. तब रस मंगल गुण गावो आनंद रूप ध्यावो नानक द्वारे आयो तो मैं लालन पायो री मोहन रूप दिखावे अब मोहे नींद सुहावे सब मेरी तिखा बुझानी अब मैं सहज समानी मीठी पिरह कहानी मोहन लालन पायो री
Bejeweled in garments rich adorned, bereft of sleep my lord I sigh. O sorrow, sorrow, I lament, O when, beloved, you will be nigh. Solace I seek in happy brides, upon their feet I rest my head. O tell me when he will come home, my ears await my master's tread. O sisters dear, what shall I do? How can I make him hearken home? Efface your ego, find him here, there is no need for you to roam. Sing ye songs of praise and joy, seek in contemplation bliss. O Nanak, I am at his door, one with my Lord no more remiss. And now that my Lord is revealed, O hearken to me restful sleep. My thirst is quenched, I am at peace. O sweet repose, so restful deep. How sweet the story of my Lord, in his love blissful I steep.
We hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of The Story of the Sikhs. Just a reminder to help us get the podcast to a broader audience by sharing it on social media and encouraging your friends to listen. Please help fund Season 2 by making a contribution at www.storyoftheseeks.com. The Story of the Sikhs is produced by Almast Media. Our theme music is a rendition of a traditional Sikh hymn by the late Bhai Avtar Singh. Musical contributors to this episode are Bhai Avtar Singh, Bhai Kultar Singh, and Bhai Swaran Singh. We will finish this bonus episode by playing the beautiful Shabad that so inspired Sarpreet Singh in its entirety. This is the version that was recorded at Sarpreet Singh's home on June 14, 2005. This is a very traditional Gurmit Sangeet presentation, in which Bhai Avtar Singh starts with an instrumental introduction called the Shan, played on the Taus. This is followed by the invocation, or Mangla Charan, after which the actual hymn referred to in the episode is sung. I'm co-producer Erica Wong. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Oh. Oh, yeah.